This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. South Korea's military says a North Korean missile launch on Tuesday likely failed. If confirmed, it would be the latest in a string of high-profile failures by the North. Correspondent Tang Young Kim reports that despite recent failures, there has been growing outside worry over the North's nuclear program and missile testing.
There has been increased activity in North Korea's nuclear and missile activity this year. Of course, there was a nuclear test in January and a long-range rocket test in February, and outsiders continue to think that the North continues to test and perfect its technology.
South Korea has rejected recent North Korea overtures to talk. Memorial Day, President Obama continued a long-standing tradition of honoring the nation's war dead at Arlington National Cemetery.
The president laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns to honor fallen members of the military. Later, he delivered Memorial Day remarks at the cemetery's amphitheater.
Those from whom we asked everything ask of us today only one thing in return, that we remember them.
He called for Americans to honor the fallen by caring for those they leave behind, their families and their battle buddies who come home. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The director of the Cincinnati Zoo is defending the decision to kill a gorilla to protect a four-year-old boy who had entered its exhibit. Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden Director Thane Maynard says people shouldn't be second-guessing.
You can't take a risk with a silverback gorilla. They're very big, three times bigger than a man, six times stronger than that. This is a dangerous animal.
Maynard says he's got a message for those who are second-guessing.
The people that say that, A, don't understand primate biology and silverback gorillas and the danger the child was in, and B, we're not there at an important time to make important decisions.
Maynard said the gorilla was agitated and disoriented by the commotion during the 10 minutes after the boy fell on Saturday. He says it's easy to second-guess. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Eric Metaxas. One of my most cherished possessions is my honorary doctorate from Liberty University. You're probably familiar with Liberty, the world's largest Christian university, founded in 1971 by the late Dr. Jerry Falwell. What you might not know is that Liberty University also has the country's largest private, nonprofit online university. Today, over 95,000 students around the world enjoy the same quality education as Liberty's residential students in Lynchburg, Virginia. Ranked consistently among the top 10 online universities because of their high retention and graduation rates, Liberty offers hundreds of degree programs. If you've always wanted to obtain your degree but thought it was impossible, check out Liberty's online programs. For more information, pick up your cell phone, dial #250, and say the keywords Liberty University. Discover how affordable and flexible a Liberty education can be. Dial #250 now and say the keywords Liberty University.
Police in Zimbabwe say poachers killed five elephants by poisoning them with cyanide.
Zimbabwe's Forestry Commission says rangers discovered the carcasses of the elephants with their tusks removed in a western forest last week. Officials say the poison was laced on salt licks. It's a method now regularly used by poachers to kill elephants in Zimbabwe. Poachers killed four other elephants in the same area back in February. The wildlife-rich southern African country has battled cyanide poisoning of wildlife by poachers for the past 3 years. Poachers killed 62 elephants by that method in October. Bob Agnew reporting.
It could be as late as September before up to 2,000 residents of the Canadian city of Fort McMurray, Alberta, who fled a massive wildfire, are allowed to return to their undamaged homes. The 500 homes and about a dozen apartment complexes are not safe because of toxic ash and debris surrounding the structures. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Handled its $70 billion debt crisis is facing an uncertain future.
The House is working on a bill to provide the U.S. territory with debt relief. So far, many Senate Democrats have yet to endorse it, and many have come right out and said they would oppose it. Many Senate Republicans say while they're hopeful a bill will pass in the Senate, they don't know if they can support the House's current bill. Lawmakers have said the bill may help Puerto Rico restructure its debt, but they want more assurances that the debt crisis won't happen again. Puerto Rico faces a $2 billion payment deadline in July, and lawmakers would like to get a bill to President Obama's desk before it comes due. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Verizon says a tentative agreement to end one of the largest strikes in U.S. in recent years is good for both employees and the business.
The company and the Communication Workers of America Union announced the tentative pact Monday and said employees will return to work Wednesday. Union members will vote on the deal after returning to work. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Fogg.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Yeah, I think every once in a while we need to stop and kind of take a pause and observe and listen to what's happening around you. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. I trust that Memorial Day was a day of honoring and a day of remembrance for you. I know it was a lot of family time to be able to get together, and I know for us, you know, we did dedicate some time to remember those that have fallen on our behalf, that have paid the ultimate price, not only those, but the families and what they're dealing with and, you know, what they deal with, because for them, Memorial Day is every day, 365 days a year. Julianne Thompson is with us right now. She's on the West Coast, as yours truly is. I'm excited to be on the West Coast because that means In-N-Out Burgers and great Mexican food here for me, Julianne. I don't know about you, but you know, that's we're having a good time here on the West Coast ourselves and getting ready to head east next week.
That's exactly right. I'm so happy to be out here. It's funny you mentioned In-N-Out Burger. That's exactly what I had for dinner last night after the San Diego Zoo. So, yeah, it's been fantastic.
Well, Julianne, of course, founder of the Free America Project, an organization to mobilize the grassroots and build coalitions to keep the focus on victory this coming November. She is the former co-chair of the Atlanta Tea Party and former press secretary of the Georgia Republican Party. I'm glad you guys had a great time. In-N-Out Burger, I mean, San Diego Zoo, and of course, we've had zoo news, you know, in the news with, you know, what happened with that gorilla. It's just a sad story and a sad situation that happened.
Yeah, definitely a tragedy. You know, you really don't know what you'd do in that situation. I know that I'm sure the Cincinnati Zoo did everything the way that they thought it should be done, and they were kind of in a situation. I mean, of course, I'm no zoo expert. I'm not going to claim to have an expertise on everything, but I'm sure that they weighed the pros and the cons, and, you know, the child's life was most important to them, although it was definitely a great tragedy, because when you watch the video, yes, he did get rough with the child, but in portions of the video, it looked like he was really more or less protecting the child. And then, you know, I remember back when I was a kid, something similar happened. I think it was at the Sydney Zoo when a child fell over, and the male silverback actually protected the child from the other gorillas. So you never know what could have happened. So I'm not going to pass any judgment there other than to say it was definitely a tragedy.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you can only imagine what was going through the minds of the parents. And, of course, all the questions are from everybody else from outside is, how does a child fall into a pit like that? I mean, it's just amazing.
That's exactly right.
Anyway, Julianne, I'm glad that you're here so we can talk. You know, we got the election just around the corner. And speaking of animals and speaking of disruptions, you know, we've been hearing all kinds of disruptions on the Trump campaign. But Bernie Sanders in California, the animal rights activists, you know, got after Bern. They weren't feeling the Bern in a positive way in Oakland.
Right. You know, this has been the most bizarre election ever. It's gone in so many different directions. As far as Bernie is concerned, I'm sure that the reason that he's still in the race in the first place is because he wants to influence the platform at the convention. And, you know, that's really his only hope at this point. But I, mm-hmm. you know, I talk to a lot of Democrats, even though I'm very much of a conservative Republican, mm-hmm. who tell me that they really don't want their platform to change for the most part. And I don't really see that happening at least too much, but I'm sure that's the reason that he remains in the race because, mm-hmm. I mean, Hillary's definitely going to be the nominee.
Right. I mean, you know, when you consider their platform, how much can actually change? I mean, it has moved in that direction already. I mean, it's just like, okay, now you got two players, and you got Bernie, who, you know, has brought all the other Democrats out of the closet and said, okay, fine, hey, yes, yeah, we're socialists, so get over it. And, you know, you got Hillary Clinton, she needs 2383, needed for the nomination. She stands at 2310, you know, with superdelegates and everything, and Bernie at 1542. So, he's quite a force and a formidable force. And, you know, without a doubt, I mean, he goes to Philadelphia. You've got to give him some place. And you've got millions of voters here that the Democratic Party is about ready to alienate, because I don't know how you get Hillary Clinton to be able to absorb the energy and the voter politic that Bernie Sanders has whipped up.
And he has. I mean, we've talked about this before, Bill. Insurgency is not exclusive to the Republican Party this election cycle. The Democrats are facing the same issue when it comes to Bernie Sanders. And you mentioned, how could their platform change much more? I mean, it's really hard to imagine, as, you know, as capitalist Americans, it going further to the left. But when you've seen time and time again the Democratic National Chairman Debbie Wasserman Schultz having a difficult time on national television trying to articulate the difference between what it means to be a socialist and mm-hmm. what it means to be a Democrat, you know, you've got some problems in that party. So,
yeah.
And then you look at the youth vote that he has energized, and you wonder where they're going to go, because they're saying they're not going to vote for Hillary, that they would vote for Trump or they would vote for a libertarian over Hillary. Which makes you realize the fact that many of those millennials really, if they would do that, they really have no idea what socialism actually is. And they really need to be educated. So, you know, it's a bizarre time.
Well, it is a tough situation, because here we are months away, and even Donald Trump is starting to pick up on this. I mean, we've been saying this for quite a while. It's going, hey, we're running out of time here. I mean, the election is just around the corner, and yes, your name recall and branding can take you so far, but there's got to be a sense of urgency here. And, you know, these kids have been set up, and as you say, they really don't understand. They understand about as much about socialism as Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and not only Debbie Wasserman Schultz, but the same question was asked of their future standard bearer, Hillary Clinton, and she was kind of like a deer in the headlights.
Sure, and I mean, she knows the difference, but I'm sure she was trying to not alienate who she hoped would be her future supporters. And, you know, I believe Debbie Wasserman Schultz knows the difference, but in both cases, we've got people that are so desperate, of course, to win an election that they're willing to embrace, or at least look like they're embracing, a platform or a policy standard with regard to socialism over capitalism, which is very anti-American. And but like you said, these kids, they really have no idea what socialism actually is. And it's really incumbent upon us to educate them. And I think that we can look at, you know, American universities and our public school system as definitely the place to start. And we've been very weak on that.
Exactly. Well, the public education system has had their way with our kids. I mean, they come out of these classrooms and you can tell that they've been indoctrinated. because the depth of their knowledge of what the political system has to offer, what socialism has to offer, is about the thickness of a bumper sticker. And they're a lot smarter than that, Julianne. They should know better. Julianne Thompson is with us. We've got more from Julianne on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As peak real estate season continues, an inaugural Home Buyers Insights report from Bank of America reveals that first-time home buyers are prioritizing their long-term housing needs over the traditional starter home option. 75% of first-time buyers surveyed would prefer to bypass their starter home entirely and purchase a place that will meet their future needs, even if that means waiting to save more money. Furthermore, 35% of first-time buyers surveyed hope to retire in the home they're planning to buy. Steve Boland, head of consumer lending at Bank of America.
We're living in a time where new home buyers are more aware than ever of what it means to make a large investment like buying a home. Whether it's a desire to pay off prior debts first or a preference to plant their long-term roots early, it's clear that potential buyers want to thoroughly plan ahead before buying their first home.
For more insights into what first-time home buyers are looking for this season, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Olé, olé.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, why not? Come on, let's get in the conga. I'll get together. A little aerobics exercise this morning. It's quite early. Some places even earlier still, Julianne. I was, just got back from Hawaii. And, we got as much as a six-hour time difference from East Coast to Hawaii. So I'm in between now. Only a three-hour time difference from East to West here in California. And we're both enjoying the West Coast weather and all the other things that go along with it. Looking at this landscape, this political landscape, Julianne, I'll tell you, both parties right now are having the challenge of their life in trying to get their parties united, because I don't know that I've ever can recall where both parties have been this bifurcated. Do you?
No. I mean, it's definitely a problem, and I've said in the past, and I will continue to say this, with regard to Donald Trump, his biggest obstacle is not going to be the November election as far as beating Hillary is concerned. His biggest obstacle is going to be a fractionalized Republican Party and uniting that party, because he stated time and again that he didn't need the base, and he didn't need establishment Republicans in order to win the primary, and that's true, he didn't. But he cannot win the general election without them. He can't win the general election without a united Republican Party, because the votes just won't be there without them. So
exactly.
That's the biggest obstacle that he's going to have to overcome. And unfortunately, I haven't really seen anything from his campaign yet that has had any sort of outreach to unite these different factions, to unite. I mean, of course, he's got a lot of the evangelical vote, but when it comes to the liberty vote, when it comes to rank and file traditional Republicans, and, establishment is such a subjective word because,
right.
I mean, many people, even though I've been involved with the Tea Party and was part of that original movement back in 2009, I mean, I'm still a lifelong Republican, so, people could also refer to me as establishment. Depending on how you view all of those things, lots of people could be included in that generalization, and he's really going to have some sort of coalition building project in order to unite this party if he is going to even make any sort of a dent in the vote in the general election, because we've got to look to November. His campaign has got to look to November, and so do Republicans, because I mean, we cannot take another 4 to 8 years of an extension of the Obama presidency.
Yeah, could you imagine? I mean, this would be devastating to have another 8 years of what we've been subjected to. Well, Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol hasn't helped the cause much either, by threatening and to murk up the waters even further, to your point.
Well, that's right. And it was just yesterday that I haven't been keeping up with an overwhelming amount of political news while I've been on vacation, but I saw just yesterday where he was talking about the fact that there definitely will be an independent party candidate, and that it will be somebody that is very impressive. That is what he just said as of yesterday. So he's not helping the cause. And, as much as I like Eric Erickson and a lot of the things that he has accomplished, he's not helping the cause either.
Exactly.
And, we're getting to the point now where it's more ego. It is personal politics and ego over what's best for this country. And like you said, another 4 to 8 years of what we've got right now would be devastating, because we're at a crossroads in this country. And, I know that we've said that in elections in the past, but we truly are. This truly is the most important election of our lifetime, because we are on the verge of crossing over into socialism and away from freedom. And, that's what we have to be thinking about.
Well, and I got to tell you, that's what most of America is thinking about, Julianne. As I travel across
Absolutely.
The country, the sense and kind of the fear in their eyes is that, they tell me, they go, Bill, we're losing this republic. I mean, the America we grew up with is not the one that we're living in today, and we're afraid what we're going to leave behind for our kids. And I'm saying, this is why you need to get on the front lines here.
That's exactly right. I was very, very impressed. I'm actually on Coronado Island, And I was very impressed to drive around the island, and I was surprised, actually, to see so many American flags everywhere on all of these homes out here, and just the celebration of freedom here on this island, because there are so many places in our country right now where people are actually afraid to be patriotic because they think it could be politically incorrect. I mean, we never thought we'd get to that point in this country, but we are to that point. Mm-hmm. And like you, I talk to just regular voters. I mean, I am, you know, I have an 11-year-old son, and I'm actually out here for a quarterback session and a camp for him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do a lot of youth sports with my son, and I will sit on the bleachers, and I will talk to other parents who tell me that they really don't care what the talking heads on television say anymore. They really don't care what leadership in Washington says anymore, and that's why they're supporting Donald Trump, because they feel it's not voter anger, it's voter desperation.
Exactly.
To turn back the clock, if you will, to a time when this country was actually based on freedom and liberty, and they are desperate to save this country for their children, and, you know, it's time we honor that.
How much of an effect is former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, you know, and with his entrance as the Libertarian Party presidential nominee, how much commotion does he create?
I think he creates some. I think that we're definitely in danger when it comes to, of course, having a Libertarian candidate and having people like Bill Kristol and Eric Erickson promoting an independent conservative candidate, and splitting that conservative or liberty vote so many different ways that it will just usher in the presidency for Hillary Clinton. But I don't see a Gary Johnson candidacy as much of a threat as I would see an independent backed by
Bill Kristol and some of the other establishment figures. Yes, exactly. No,
exactly.
I agree with you. Well, Bernie Sanders would love to take back his comment about Hillary's damn emails, as he puts it. He's now saying that American superdelegates must take a hard look at the IG report on Clinton emails. So he's trying to revive that issue, even though there's not much that he has to do to fan those flames. I think they are raging right now. And for Hillary Clinton and her campaign, this has to be worrisome. I mean, this latest report is quite an indictment, I believe. And I that's the other thing that I'm hearing. People going, how is she still in the race with all this information? And I said, well, because it's not, in due process, all the I's have to be dotted. You know this, Julianne, and all the T's crossed, and they're not quite there. And the Clintons, time and again, I mean, this isn't their first rodeo. They've been riding this horse for many a year, so they know. After all, Hillary, I try to remind people, Hillary invented the term plausible deniability. I mean, that came from her, so she continues to live another day, because where there's room for plausible deniability, I mean, she knows how to take a foothold in it,
Well, she certainly does, and you're talking about one of the greatest and most powerful political machines that's ever been put together, an extension of Bill Clinton's machine, the same people, James Carville, Paul Begala, and really the same group of people that have come together to support Hillary and to run her campaign. So I think, like we talked about before, that the Democrats are pretty desperate as well, because they've got a lot of division in their party, but they're looking at Hillary Clinton as a more moderate alternative to Bernie Sanders, although she is far from being moderate.
And yeah, without it. Yeah, exactly.
She's getting away with things for that reason.
Without a doubt. Julianne Thompson, founder of the Free America Project, an organization to mobilize the grassroots and build coalitions to keep the focus on victory for this coming November. She is the former co-chair of the Atlanta Tea Party and former press secretary of the Georgia Republican Party. Julianne, have fun with the rest of your time here on the West Coast, and we'll be talking to you again very soon. Julianne Thompson, I'm Bill Martinez live. It's 29 after the top of the
hour. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Come along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Come along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Come along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Come along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, your smartphone, shortwave, around the world, over 280 markets across these United States, thank you for joining in. This is Bill Martinez as we talk about the things that matter most in your life, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us. That's the kind of song that I think would wear well in this political season. It's okay to be happy and clap along, and you know, you can't help but smile a little bit here. Why not? Speaking of which, Horace Cooper is with us, an adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, and a legal commentator. Horace, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Hey, let's talk Black Lives Matter. I've been really concerned about them, and I say concerned in as much as that they're probably being more disruptive and interfering with the process more than I think they're really trying to help their cause. Am I missing something here, Horace?
Well, I think the entire narrative is built on a lie. Two, while there are always some people who genuinely are confused and uninformed that get involved with a cause, it is increasingly difficult for me to believe that the main activists in this organization don't realize that what they're doing is not just perpetuating a lie, building up a falsehood, but also creating a more dangerous society, especially for the communities that they say they're acting on behalf of.
Exactly. Well, we've seen them disrupt, meetings and the way in which they've gone about it. At some point, you're going to start getting some equal force pushback here. And, boy, this is going to ignite something I think that neither side is really prepared to deal with.
Well, we're already seeing some organizations that are starting to track what they're calling race hoaxes. From the beginning, after the landmark civil rights legislation was passed in America, there were folks who said one of the concerns that they have was that if we tilt the law too far one direction, we're going to create an impression of how American society is that isn't reflected in reality. And they would call out some of the high-profile hoaxes that had been occurring. This was in the early 70s. In fact, a lot of the affirmative action litigation that came before the Supreme Court came about because employers were demanded to have a mandatory number of people come on board at their operations under the theory that the only reason you don't have X number of people is because you're actively discriminating. And that just isn't true. In a free society, as you might imagine, people can pick any field that they want. In the black community, an overwhelmingly high number choose the religion field. A disproportionate number than in the broader population. Another disproportionate number choose public education. In fact, when you just look at people with college degrees, almost 40% of the people with college degrees who happen to be black work in public sector jobs. So, is it no surprise then that there aren't the same number as a percentage of engineers, as software designers, as investment bankers, and the like? The Black Lives Matters crowd has tried to create the impression, and with support from the Justice Department, that the real problem in America is that the law enforcement community goes out of its way to deny the aspirations of black Americans, and that the rest of American society has been ignoring it. That is, in fact, a lie.
Right. Well, certainly we saw what came down with the Freddie Gray decision. Marilyn Mosby, I believe, has egg on her face on this whole situation because she went to the forefront and really said she was going to champion the cause and really short-circuited the process. I mean, kind of ignited things in such a way that it promoted this narrative as opposed to really justice. And now here you've got a black judge who has been regarded as being fair-minded. To such a point that even the family of Freddie Gray had to accept his decision. And so for Marilyn Mosby, I think this is a tough hurdle for her to move forward if she had some political aspirations here. What do you think?
Within hours after Freddie Gray's passing, she stood up and she insisted that they were going to be bringing people forward for charges. Now, the normal process is that we are going to have an investigation, and it will be thorough, and we will see to it that we can answer as many questions as possible. That's not what she did. This is more akin to the crowds in the late 1800s when a black person was accused of a crime, maybe minor, maybe significant, all the way through the Jim Crow era, where a crowd outside would just say, hang him, hang him, hang him, hang him, and the so-called law enforcement authorities appeased them. That's what she did. She charged six people, black and white, with this these crimes, and without the support, without the justification, and in this case, the judge ruled, hey, this officer, he was only tangentially involved in this arrest at all. He may have been involved 10 minutes of time. All right, how was he legally complicit in this? It will completely, this judge said, completely distort criminal law enforcement if we say that this level of involvement actually could make you culpable for felony.
Well, the tough thing with that, all this, I mean, whether it was Ferguson or Baltimore and other areas of the country.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody is quick to jump, and they want a short-circuit due process. And as a result, and the media is just as guilty. I mean, they're chasing headlines and whipping up the flames here of discontent. But we need to respect the due process, and it moves slower than what we care to in this microwave generation that I keep insisting that we live in, that, we stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. Things just don't move fast enough. But when it comes to justice, really true justice, you've got to go through the due process. You have to, as you say, do the investigating. But Marilyn Mosby, she decided she was going to be the judge, jury, and everything all together at one time.
But our president, our attorney general, our public leaders, they have all decided to reject a basic, true bit of good advice. If you wish to limit the likelihood of your encounters with law enforcement, do not choose the life of the career criminal. All of these instances that they bring forward are actually people who are career criminals. That leads to a heightened risk of law enforcement encounters. Law enforcement carry firearms because the kinds of people that they're dealing with can be deadly. There is no actual risk of innocent Black Americans or white in this country of somehow being assaulted, injured, or harmed by law enforcement. But there is a truth, as is pretty clear when you look at the elevated risk level for Black Americans. The Centers for Disease Control lists murder as the number two cause of death for Black men. No other ethnic group, no other category of human in America that even makes the top five. You can't have that elevated level of risk without a lot of criminality associated, and it turns out overwhelmingly there's a 75% chance if you were murdered, it will be by someone of your own race. These are Black people killing Black people. There is a problem that needs to be looked at.
Exactly. The empirical evidence is outstanding, no question about it. Horace Cooper on Bill Martinez Live. Horace, thank you so much. Horace is an adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, and a legal commentator. Horace, thank you. This is Bill.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new Zenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new Zenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new Zenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone. 'Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or our 280-plus affiliates across this country or around the world, be a short wave. It's great to have you along with us on Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And by the way, we're going to be giving away the new DVD, Blu-ray disc of the movie, The Young Messiah. And all you've got to do to be in the offing is send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Say, hey, Martinez, put me in the hoppa. I want to be in the offing. I want that DVD. And we've got plenty to give away, so it'll be great to bless you with that movie, The Young Messiah. So get your emails to me right away, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, on the show, we've been talking quite extensively about Obamacare since 2010, and I've often said there's nothing like experience to define preference. For so long, we've heard, you know, Republicans and others that have been disgruntled with Obamacare, saying that it needs to be repealed and replaced. And we've asked repeatedly, replaced with what? Well, our next guest, John C. Goodman, I think he's got some great ideas for us. And why not listen to Dr. Goodman? I mean, after all, even the Wall Street Journal calls him the father of health savings accounts. He's written extensively on health care policy for more than three decades. He's a senior fellow at the Independent Institute, a nonprofit research and educational organization that offers nonpartisan solutions to important social and economic problems. He is the president of the Goodman Institute. Dr. Goodman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Glad to be with you.
Hey, good to have you with us. I got to tell you, I'm excited about your book, A Better Choice, Healthcare Solutions for America. That's what we need to hear about. I mean, you know, we've heard all these complaints and everything, but let's get down to the business of coming up with some real-life solutions after what we've been experiencing, right?
Yes. Now, in addition to the book, we now have a real bill in Congress, and it's Pete Sessions in the House. He's the second most powerful person in the House of Representatives, and Bill Cassidy in the Senate, who's probably the most knowledgeable person on health policy in the Senate. So those two guys came together. We've been working on this bill for 18 months. So we finally have a bill. They're calling it the world's greatest health care plan. And wow. It is the first time that Republicans have come up with a credible alternative to Obamacare. It's been 6 years. And
yes.
A lot of it does come from my book. And what they did was they went through every way in which the federal government gives people perverse incentives to do the wrong thing in health care. And we corrected every one of them. So it's a remarkable bill.
What a novel concept, huh? Let's incentivize good behavior and let bad behavior go by the wayside, right?
Exactly. For example, right now, or until Obamacare, for sure, the government encouraged us all to get health insurance from an employer, but that was group insurance. You move from your employer, you lose your insurance, and so you don't have any continuity of care. It's illegal now for employers to buy portable insurance for you that you own and can take with you. And the Obama administration says if the employer does that, we're going to fine him $300 per employee per day. So that's $36,500 per year per employee if the employer does something kind enough to buy insurance that the employee owns. Hmm. We're going to end that in our bill.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this is the thing, it's amazing, you know, how combative something that on the surface seemed to be so wholesome. I mean, let's offer national health care for everyone. Let's make it affordable for everybody. On the surface, sounded all so positive and benign and everything. But then you had all these other nuances that came into play that just aggravated the holy what have you out of people of reason that said, wait a minute, we're rewarding all the wrong behavior. And as Nancy Pelosi said so gittingly, that you know, she just was so excited about this bill that she just couldn't tell us about it, that we had to pass it to find out what all's in it. I mean, it was like, are you kidding me? Like you're rolling a jack-in-the-box waiting for the puppet to jump out.
And I don't think she even today knows everything that's in it.
So,
Obamacare is a big mess, and everyone knows it's a mess. We're going to solve those problems by streamlining and minimizing the role of government. Increasing liberty for individuals, letting the market do what markets are supposed to do. We're offering a uniform tax credit for health insurance. Everybody gets the same number of dollars. It's enough money to buy a Medicaid-like plan, if that's what you want. And if you and your employer want better than that, and you want more choices, then you can add with your own dollars. But everybody gets a base subsidy. There's no reason for anybody to be uninsured under this plan. So it treats everybody fairly. For the first time since World War II, everybody is going to get the same tax incentive to buy health insurance, no matter where you get it, at work, in the marketplace, or in an exchange.
Well, Dr. Goodman, I even like the title of it, you know, the Health Empowerment Liberty Plan. Even by title, it is much, you know, it's very encouraging considering what we've been enduring with Obamacare right now, and the fact that you've got, bicameral involvement in this, and we've got the practical experience of what we've been going through in the last, 5-6 years. You've got exchanges that are unwinding on us. The Obamacare, as it stands right now, looks like it's on. It's in intensive care right now, and it's almost flatlining.
Yes, there are three big broken promises from Obamacare. One is universal coverage. We're nowhere near that. The other is cost control. No costs are being controlled. And the third is the protection for people with pre-existing conditions, chronic illnesses. And in fact, what's happening in the exchange is all the health plans are running away from sick people. And that's why you see these narrow networks that leave out the best doctors, leave out the best hospitals. Our bill solves all three of those problems. We offer a tax credit to everyone, so there's no reason for anybody to be uninsured. We give new tools to employers, employees to, on their own, control costs. If they save a dollar in health care, they can turn it into a dollar of take-home pay. And then we're going to protect people with chronic conditions because we're going to have real markets for health insurance.
Well, Dr. Goodman, in your book, A Better Choice, Healthcare Solutions for America, you really focused on the patient-doctor relationship as opposed to Obamacare that seemed to focus more on administrators and bureaucracy. I mean, this is really turning the whole idea of healthcare upside down and probably bringing us to the point where we needed to be, and maybe we needed to go through this bad experience of Obamacare to define the proper preference that we should be focusing on. What do you think?
Well, the Obama administration wants to turn doctors into public employees. It wants the healthcare system to act like a utility. And they don't like entrepreneurship. They don't like innovation. They want to tell doctors how to practice medicine. And our approach is the opposite of all that. We want to liberate doctors, liberate patients, make it as easy as possible for people to get high-quality, low-cost care.
Well, another thing that you address in the book is health savings accounts, similar to what Dr. Ben Carson has been talking about, too. So do you see this as something that joins up with what Dr. Carson has been recommending?
Yes, and I know Ben Carson, and he's a good guy. In our bill, we have a very flexible account. It can fit with any third-party insurance plan. You can do something that you can't do today very easily, and that is you could have people with chronic illnesses such as diabetes, and they could manage their own money. And then if they do things that improve their health or lower costs, they get to keep the money they save. Mm-hmm. So patients could take a much more active role in the management of their care, and if they're going to do that, they need to have a bigger role in the management of the money that pays for that care.
Well, Dr. Goodman, like anything that comes out of the bureaucracy, and of course a titled health plan like Obamacare, it tells you up front there's a lot of ego, a lot of passion. This has been going on forever. But, you know, you've addressed some practical aspects of our health care, and hopefully this will win out, and we can, get this across, because clearly the majority of America is, they've experienced Obamacare and what they're experiencing right now. And of course, we knew this was going to unfold in layers, and the most recent layers that have been exposed to them have been very disturbing, and they're finally hearing the voices of people like yourself saying, look, there is a better way to manage our health care in this country, and we can accomplish this more effectively if we get the ego out of the way and we get the government out of the way, so to speak, with all due respect.
Yes, and let me tell your listeners that if they go to my website, which is goodmaninstitute.org, they can find a summary of the bill, the 12 bold ideas. And behind each of them, there's a short white paper so they can learn more about it. And they can also get a link to the bill itself if they want to read every word of it. But the more useful thing for most people will be the summary, and that's at goodmaninstitute.org.
And, John, we're going to link that on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com, because it's important that this information get out and we understand that, hey, there's some hope around the corner here, because a lot of people have just resigned themselves into thinking that, we just have to find some way to live with this thing. And already we've been experiencing the nightmare for way too long. At times we hear politicians say, look, we're going to repeal, we're going to replace. But the question has been all along on this show, we've been asking Dr. Goodman, well, what are we going to replace it with? And you've been one of the first answers to that question with your book, A Better Choice, Healthcare Solutions for America, and this bill that is pending and coming together, the Health Empowerment Liberty Plan. Thank you so much for putting this together.
Oh, yeah, glad to do it. Glad to be with you, and hope your listeners learned something today.
Absolutely. Dr. John Goodman, father of health savings accounts. That's even noted by the Wall Street Journal. They call him that as well. He's written extensively on health care policy for more than three decades. Dr. Goodman, thank you for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live a couple of minutes before the top of the hour right now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.